I am Stuart, child of the 80s, watcher of Saturday morning TV. Fabulous cartoons were revealed to me the day I held aloft my TV remote and said, "By the power of podcast." Only three others joined me on this journey. Our friends, James, Jamie, and Kane, together we discussed the crazy, delightful, but mostly crazy world of 80s and 90s cartoons. Before we start this podcast, can I just check? Are any of you robots in disguise?
Would we tell you if we were?
James, are you a robot in disguise?
I may or may not be.
Okay, I'm gonna test to see if you're a robot in disguise, James.
Ooh, go on.
Is that okay?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Which of these two pictures contains a bicycle? Ooh. Is it the one on the left or the one on the right?
I always struggle with these. It's the one on the left.
It is the one on the left. You're correct. Yes. You're not a robot. Kane, are you a robot in disguise?
No. I'm not a robot in disguise.
Oh, you sounded like a robot on my headset.
That's what a robot in disguise would
a robot
say.
Would deny it, yeah.
Yeah, well, exactly. So that's why we're going to test you. Kane, I've got two pictures. Which one contains a mutilated dwarf? Is it the one on the left or the one on the right?
Oh, it's the right one.
That's correct. Yeah, perfect. Jamie, are you a robot in disguise?
Yes.
You're fucked.
To my knowledge.
Now you see, a robot would say that as a double bluff, wouldn't it? Well, yeah, maybe he's been mind-wiped, doesn't even know. Which of these pictures contains a picture of James's berries? Is it on the left or the one on the right?
The one on the right.
Well, I'm glad we're all not robots in disguise. We are.
You might be a robot.
I'm
definitely not
bluff.
A robot in disguise.
Well, yeah, that's what a robot would say.
Just to kind of put us off.
Well, I wouldn't now, would I? I'd know that, so I'd say I was a robot. But I'm not, so it's okay. If I were a robot, would I have asked that question in the first place at the start
of the
show?
Would you have brought up the topic? It's a good question.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. I wouldn't if I were a robot in disguise, would I?
You think you're...
That'd be insanity. I'd be an insane robot in disguise. It's episode 4, I think, of season 2 of By the Power, and we're doing Transformers... Robots in disguise.
Jamie.
The other name it goes by, of course, is The Transformers.
That's a good fact.
Except either, I am really worried about what to put on the podcast title this week, whether to put The Transformers or Transformers.
I also thought it's just Transformers.
And whether to put Transformers as one word or as trans space formers.
Whoa.
What territory are we going into it?
Yeah. Turns out it's not as simple as you think.
No. Are they former trans? I would go for Transformers, all one word, no spacing.
Or could you go with
blur? They're more like former vans. Rather than former trans.
Vans
all the dad jokes tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, James. James, I've got one. Have you heard of the Transformer who turns into a prostate vibrator?
No.
I finally understand what they mean by robots in these guys.
Oh, dear.
I thought that was all right, Jamie, that one.
I've got a few.
Yeah, but you've been drinking. You've been drinking, Kane.
Oh, yeah.
You're half smashed.
Hey, Kane.
Yo.
Which Transformer fell down the stairs?
Go on.
Stumblebee.
Oh, because that's like Bumblebee, but it's Stumble. That's clever. Really clever.
Hey, Stu.
Jamie.
What would RoboCop be called if he was a Transformer?
I don't know, Jamie. What?
Stoptimus Crime.
Oh,
that's a good one. I like that one. All right, listen. Jamie's obviously done some research and I like it. But I'm now going to give you all the challenge in the next minute. We've all got to do it in the next minute. Of coming up with your own Transformers joke. I'm going to start you off because I just thought of one then and to give you guys some thinking time. Here's mine. What do you call the Transformer that fell in the sea?
Optimus Prime.
Close. So close.
Optimus Prime.
Octopus Brine.
Octopus Brine.
Double pun.
Octopus brine.
Okay.
James, what's yours?
That was literally my joke. That's why I came to it so fast.
You can't take my joke.
I was going to say, what's the scariest thing in the sea? Octopus prime. I need more time now. You've screwed me.
Kane.
I was going to say, what do you call a transformer in a tin? Optimus in brine.
Nice.
You've got to play on that joke, Bez.
What do you call the host of this podcast if you were a transformer?
Stu
Prime. A lot.
Stutimus Prime.
Stutimus Prime. Go on.
I was going to say Optimistic Prime, hoping that you guys actually come up with jokes.
Oh, nice.
All right, I've got one.
Go for it. Go on.
What do you call an all right villain?
Do you mean an all right villain? Okay. As in, is all right?
I don't know, James.
Left.
What?
Or does he have really conservative views?
Yeah,
It's not Centurion, is it?
What do you call a mediocre villain?
I don't know, James. What?
All right, Atron.
Fucking hell.
He's not mega. He's just all right.
I'll save it.
Oh no.
What do you call flying transformers?
Go on.
Don't know.
Robots in the skies.
Nice. You've saved us. Kane, you got anything else for us?
No.
No.
Good. Let's move on.
The Transformers will return after these messages. We now return to the Transformers.
This week, before we move on to the episode we watched this week, Jamie, have you got a quote thing for us?
I have. I was thinking, what do we mean by this quote thing?
Whose quote line is it sometimes anyway?
A quote thing, yeah. So whose line is it anyway? If anyone has not heard it, basically
let's just do it at this point, I think.
All right, okay.
Come on,
no one's gonna jump in season two, episode four.
If anybody doesn't know what we're talking about for the next minute and a half, go back and watch the previous episode, minute 6 to 25.
Failure, you're picking up
how this works.
I would love, though, someone getting to this point in the podcast and going, I have no fucking idea what's happening. And just turning off because they don't know whose line is it anyway.
I'm close.
Twat's telling jokes. Okay, so scores on the doors. It's 1 to Kane, 1 to Stu, 1 to James. If you shoot your load early, you are out of it. So are you ready?
Yes.
I said, are you ready?
And we said yes.
Is that the quote?
No.
I said, ooh. Game, Triple H.
There you go. Right, ready?
I'm 2-1 up.
But it was cartoons.
Yeah, the wrestling WWE cartoon. They had it on WWE Network.
Wrestling cartoon?
They did?
Yeah.
I'm amazed you two haven't given us that cartoon yet.
It's not the, it was from the 2000 and
yeah.
10s.
No, there's a 1980s wrestling cartoon, WWF cartoon.
Oh, the Hulk Hogan. There is. Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan. And Mustafa's in there. And yeah.
Mustafa.
Right, the quote is as follows. Free that witch. Never. It serves her right.
Smurfs.
Stu is out. Kane and James, you are remaining. I'll start again.
Go on.
Free that.
Have they forgotten it already?
Stu's lose it. Look, minus points for Stu for putting.
Yeah, no putting in. Oh. Trying to put us off.
Free that witch. Never. It serves her right. She can stay locked in till doomsday, and it would be just ducky with me.
Ooh.
Good podcast.
Well, I'm going to say.
If he doesn't say Darkwing Duck in a second,
I'm going to say Gummy Bears.
Gummy Bears! No, it's not Gummy Bears, no.
James. James, you're such an idiot, James. James, you crazy fool.
Are you sure that's what you want to go? We don't let Stu persuade you, Kane.
Yeah.
Are you sure that's what you want to go with?
Equally, don't be 100%. Put off because it's the right choice.
Because he might be a robot, remember?
Yeah, it's all right.
It's not Darkwing Duck.
Well, Do we get another round?
So about to say what happens here. We've never got to this stage before.
I think we give up and
Tell you.
I think you just don't get it. Yeah. It was DuckTales.
Yes.
Oh, Cade.
I was going to say DuckTales.
I'm on the second.
And that fucking robot.
I
honestly, what
would
you
call a robot that can trick Kane?
Influencing Miss Prime.
So, did everybody watch the episode this week?
One second, guys. In case we do have any blue listeners, that was DuckTales Season 1, Episode 11, Magica's Shadow War, and that was a Scrooge McDuck quote, just in case anyone wants to know.
Is your Scottish accent not a good one?
I'll be honest, I don't do it much, but I'm guessing it'd be shockingly bad.
Come on, give us a Scottish duck version of that quote.
I'm doing it in my head, and it doesn't work, so I'm going to play it.
Come on.
Free that wench. There's not even Scottish.
It's gone Shakespearean.
Free that wench.
Serves her right. I've gone Cornwall. She can stay locked in till doomsday. I've gone into fucking Hagrid there. I don't know what's happening. And it would be just ducky with me. I've gone Hagrid. There you go. You've got Hagrid as a
person. You're about as Scottish as Mel Gibson.
Yes, true.
So, Transformers.
Robots
Gen 1. Cartoon. I can't remember the episode number we watched, but it was called Heavy Metal. What's it called? Heavy Metal War. Episode 14 from Season 1, Transformers, 1984. We all love Transformers, right? This is one that everybody knows, at least.
Yes.
Even Kane.
Yeah, even me. I know
everyone
it.
Everyone knows Transformers.
But this was out before I was born.
Jesus.
Yeah, all right. Don't show
I know. Up. I am Jesus, but...
When were you born, Kane?
89.
That's what a robot would say. Yeah, this was 1984. The first season was only 13 episodes of Transformers.
That's all right,
looking
really.
Son.
Yeah. It was like a bit of a half pilot kind of thing, but the second season, so I think, about 50 episodes.
The toys.
Yeah, just, again, it's a toy-based one. This is one of the few ones, I think, doesn't obviously seem like it's based on just selling toys.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That is the sole reason it exists, but it's good enough that actually it doesn't obviously seem like it's a vehicle for selling toys.
What, are you saying He-Man looks like a vehicle for selling toys?
You see, I would say Transformers does...
I would say
Transformers does more than anything because of the amount of new Transformers they sort of throw in there every so often. Yeah. Especially in this episode, we got, I think, was it four new Transformers, five? The Destructicons?
Yeah.
And I think they do it quite often. They throw in new characters all the time.
I do think it maybe shows a little bit that they ensure they mention the name of everybody every time they're mentioned.
Yes, the lineup.
That they're very keen to name everybody, aren't they? Like, name check. Yeah.
Did you know as well that when they...
Starscream will do this, and he always tells you.
Did you know that? Because I didn't realize until we were reading into this that famously when Prime gets killed in the film, that was all done to sell more toys. So the idea of killing characters in this was done to get people to actually buy the toys that were still alive, which I never thought was a thing.
Ooh, dog.
Say that again, sorry, Jay. So they killed characters so they'd buy the characters that were still alive?
Yeah.
I wonder why would that work?
Well, the reason is they stopped... They stopped selling. So, for example, the molds for Optimus Prime were no longer usable, so they couldn't manufacture Optimus Primes.
Okay.
They killed off Optimus Prime and introduced new toys that they could then try and sell. So
Rodimus
they
Prime.
Took away the time of the old.
That's what it was called. That's what it was called when Hot Rod became
the leader. That's the punchline to the joke of what would you call the leader of the porn Transformers?
Rodimus Prime.
Is that a real thing, James?
That's what he was called.
Yeah, Rodimus Prime was the new guy, wasn't he?
So, yeah. Prime died, then Ultra Magnus took over for a while, and then Rodimus Prime.
No, there was somebody else. No, there was
Ultra
somebody
Magnus.
Else. Was it Ultra Magnus? Because
yeah,
Rodimus was a hot rod, right?
Yeah, Ultra Magnus was the white version
Rodimus
of
was a hot rod.
Prime.
Yeah, you're right.
Optimus Prime. With the cool trailer. And then, Rodimus Prime took over from him. The Matrix of Leadership.
it was also one of the first cartoons, I think, that, do you know, guys know it's produced by Marvel?
Mm.
It was both a toy seller and a comic seller as well, is the idea behind it. So it was toys, comics, and cartoon.
Yeah, they came up with a name for Prime, didn't they, Marvel? Marvel came up with the Optimus Prime name.
Wasn't it a guy at the Marvel came up with just literally all the names?
Just Prime. So it was Marvel's editor, there was Jim Shooter, and the writer was Bob Dianski, and they came and they basically, they went to Marvel and says, can you help us out? And so Marvel came up with Prime's name, but not them all. Well, Prime, they came up with Optimus Prime, yeah.
Tell you what, Jay, say we only got the cartoon yesterday. I'm impressed with this research. This is some of your best work yet.
I'm interested because I also did some research because it was my cartoon. So Jamie's right that it was Jim Shooter with Marvel.
I feel a butt.
They hated what they came out with. So they scrapped it all and asked a guy called Bob Budiansky.
Yes, that's the documentary.
And he did it all over one weekend, didn't he?
Yeah.
Bob Budiansky was the writer, though, wasn't he? The editor was Jim Shooter. Bob Budiansky was the writer, wasn't he? Is that right?
But it was Bob that came up with all the names. He literally sat there and went through every single name.
Oh, is that right?
Because they turned down the original ones from Jim Shooter and somebody else who I can't remember. O'Neill.
Can't remember his name.
April.
I knew there Jamie and Stu won't stay on the page for 2 weeks in a row. I love it.
Let's start with you, Kane.
Yo.
What did you think of this episode?
Yeah, really enjoyed it. It was action from the start, like 21 minutes full on action. I loved the old school cutscenes with the Transformers logo flipping.
I know, I like that more than I should have done as well.
Great music, typical Stu theme song to go with the intro. I'm giving it 8 out of 10.
I wanted to
hate it. Just from you hating last week's episode of Hey Arnold. But I went into it thinking, I'm going to score this fucker a 2.
Fucks you off.
Yeah, but I really enjoyed it.
I'm glad you were fair in your scoring. Jamie, what about you?
The worst thing, I'm joking. I liked it. I liked it. So I grew up with Transformers, but my memory of it's not great. And like I said at the end of the last episode, it's really interesting that a lot of cartoons that I liked as a child, I've kind of still carried on into adulthood. Transformers is one that I really haven't. So my knowledge of it is quite limited. And I was kind of worried watching this, thinking that I wouldn't like it, but I enjoyed it. The story was good. I like the plot twist behind it. I like the animation. I know it's kind of going down that manga shite what you all like, but I enjoyed the animation.
Kind of.
Well, it's not though, is it? So it's not quite there.
It's Japanese toy designs created by Japanese and animation by a Japanese studio.
Well, I don't think it was.
That's what I was going to ask. I've got that question. Is it a Japanese cartoon where they...
No.
It's based on a Japanese cartoon had little
Go-Go bots,
people driven. No, earlier than that, Microman.
Ooh,
where little people sat inside vehicles and James transformed into robots.
It still is.
Okay, now that's harsh. So there was a Japanese cartoon of robots transforming into cars and people, with people inside them, though. So just controlled by people. So the cartoon idea was the toy company, What's the Face? Who did the toys? Hasbro.
Yeah.
And then Takara Tomy was the Japanese guy, I think. American scripting and writing and characters animated and designed by Japanese toy makers and animators.
So did it get shown
the look
in
is Japanese?
Japan.
It did. Right. And do you know what, Kane? It's a great question. Thank you for that. Because it had an even better name when it was released in Japan. It wasn't just called The Transformers. Do you know what it was called in Japan?
Killbots.
Transformers.
You're all going to prefer this. It was called Fight! Super Robot Life Form Transformers.
Whoa.
Oh, that's so Japanese.
Everything you need to know. Yeah. It's all on the tin. Love it.
Yeah. Fight Super Robot Life Form Transformers. And it aired on Nippon TV.
Blast from
true
the
fact,
past.
True fact. True fact. Packed. Nippon meaning Jamie, of course.
Japan.
Well done.
I took that fact into school last week.
You took a Nippon
everyone.
Into school?
Yeah.
Did you fact check it first, or did you just shoot the nip? Yeah, you know Bez, what? I'm trusting you.
Bez, you said it. I trust you.
It's true.
So I went in and everyone already knew.
Oh, yeah, it's when it happens. Yeah. You look at you like, yeah,
I've got a
yes,
fact
dumbass.
For you guys. Yeah. I'm going to blow your fucking mind.
You just found that out, Kane.
Yeah. I went in like Billy Big Dog. So like, do you want to know something?
Sit yourselves down, kids. I'm going to blow your minds.
Yeah. Kane, I think your task now should be, now you're back in school, should be do the same but for other countries. And see if you can catch them out.
This, yeah, all the other countries are terrible. Because I tried to do it. I
all
thought
the countries are terrible.
No, let me finish. Sorry, when it comes to different pronunciations, I thought when the episode after we were talking about Nippon, I thought right, I'll go on and I'll do a mini quiz and I'll try and go through some other countries and see how many you know. But apart from Suomi, which is Finland, it's so obvious what that country is, or completely out there, so it's really hard to do the other ones. I think we kind of peaked out when we spoke about Nippon. I don't think there's many others.
You think we peaked with Nippon?
I think we peaked with it. I think we peaked out with that Nippon. Yeah.
And there's no point going any further than Nippon.
There's no I ain't got any more jokes around that. But yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Fair enough. We reached the top of the mound.
There you go.
Okay. Jamie, what did you score it?
A 7. I scored it a 7.
Ooh,
I,
harsh.
Really?
Harsh.
Whoa. Jamie's score is normally quite generous, so I was expecting that.
No, I gave the last one a 3.
Well, shit.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Yeah, it was good. It was good. So, yeah, a 7 for me.
Wonderful. James?
I didn't enjoy it as much as I wanted to enjoy it. So I loved Transformers growing up, and I love it now. And I was going into this thinking, yeah, Transformers, dead good. I'm happy with this. Better than some of the other stuff we've picked in the past, Penny Crayon, so on and so forth. But I found myself sort of probably ripping it apart a bit too much as I'm watching it. The animation was terrible.
Well, James, can I say something?
Go on.
It's because the wrong version of that episode was released.
Okay.
Which has errors like Starscream appearing twice in the wrong place.
There's loads in it, isn't there?
Errors with transformations.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the original version that aired on TV, the fixed version, that was like an early cut, was lost.
Okay.
And only that version has since been released.
There's about 40 technical and animation glitches, isn't there? So many for this episode. Yeah.
But and what I will say on the release is shout out to Hasbro Pulse for releasing it on YouTube.
Yeah, so all the season 1, season 2, and I think season 3 available on YouTube for free.
Yeah, thanks for that, because I've bought the box sets that are in my thing. So yeah, cheers for that, guys. Yeah.
So I'm assuming you watched the YouTube version, James.
I watched the YouTube version.
You'll have to see if your DVD version
is. It would be interesting to know if it is any different. I wouldn't have thought it'd be any different.
But yeah, so that is an error with our copy, James.
Right.
So strike that from your scoring.
So I can forgive it a little more, because it was spoiling my enjoyment of it, because I'm thinking, oh, this is terrible animation. Storyline wise, though, loved it. I think it was a really clever story, in as much as, you know, sort of playing on Prime's honour and all that sort of stuff. It's quite.
Megatron's evil.
Yeah, but done really well. Where you didn't think to yourself, come on, Prime, you dickhead, it's obvious he's going to betray you. Prime knows he is, but he's still got to, you know, be honourable. So, taking into account the dodgy animation, then, that it wasn't necessarily dodgy, I'm going to go for a 7 as well on this.
Oh, but that was higher than I expected there, Bez.
It was going to be lower, but I'm putting that bad animation out of my head and just going on purely on storyline.
Ooh, that's
which I thought was good.
Has the animation been taken into consideration on your previous scores, James?
Yeah, always.
I think you should on this one as well, then, right?
Yeah, but I suppose can I only go on what I've viewed?
Well, he can't. No, hold on. He takes animation into account. He doesn't take the incorrect version being released on YouTube with the wrong animation.
That is true. Yeah, if it's dodgy,
like when we watch a link and it's got crappy adverts on, we don't score it down because
yeah. And if it's in reverse, I don't kick off about it like Kane.
Yeah,
it's
like in mirror image.
So when you say the incorrect version was released, did they ever? Because I didn't know that was the case. Did they ever release the correct version?
Yeah, the correct one aired on TV in the '80s.
Because I've got an article on this, and all it talks about is the discrepancy in the color, that basically in color schemes. So it's all coloring errors basically, and there's about 40 different things, and it doesn't say anything about another episode. And it being, I didn't realize that was a thing. I thought it was just this one episode. There's all these coloring episodes, like the Decepticon symbol missing its cheeks in certain scenes. I thought it was just the episode. I didn't realise it was just
an incorrect version.
I didn't realise that.
Version of the cartoon.
Hang about, Stu. Are you trying to pull a Decepticon trick and get me to put my score high?
It's a fucking robot.
Or most robotish move ever.
Scumbag robot move. Skynet shit. This is Skynet stuff, I'm telling you.
If I were a robot...
On Skynet, Jamie, there's a distribution company in the Netherlands called Skynet.
You're shitting me.
I once heard on the radio that the Isle of Skye, their postal service is called Skynet, and there's a bloke called John Connor that works there.
No.
Yep. That's John Connor works for Skynet, which is the Isle of Skye postal system.
That's pretty bad.
I'm sticking with seven.
The robot's James.
I believe Stu. He seemed quite confident when he gave us that fact.
What are you going to
say? I always seem confident, in fairness.
This is true. Yeah.
That is true.
That's how he gets you.
I obviously chose this because I like it, right? And this episode in particular has the best, I think, character lineup out of all the episodes in terms of it has kind of like a bit of everybody in it. I think Megatron's one of the top. I think like Megatron's probably one of the top four villains in 90s cartoons. I think Optimus Prime is the perfect good guy leader. I just think it's really pretty much for me spot on. The voice acting's good, the animation's good, the storyline's pretty good. I like the fact we get that little break where they tell you they're going to take a break and come back to the Transformers later.
The Transformers will return after these messages. We now return to the Transformers.
Yeah, on that, sorry, Stu, on that, we know the last little break they had, where it says, we'll be back shortly. Then when they come back, it's just the credits.
Yeah.
Would you have had to go from all the commercials to get...
Yeah, that's it was how very common in American TV,
very
wasn't
common.
It?
Yeah.
So it was the cheeky Americans.
That's why a lot of American TV shows start with scenes or action, and then halfway or quarter of the way through that bit, it'll then go with to the credits, you know, like the theme song and stuff like that, because of their weird airing. And they have to have so many more adverts than we do. It gets you sucked into the programme, and then they do the opening sequence, because if they do the opening sequence first... people lose interest before watching the program.
Yeah. It's a good theme tune. It's good music throughout. Good sound effects. Probably the best voice acting, I think.
Ooh.
I'm not
partly
sure.
Partly due to the effects they put on it as well.
See, I didn't like the effects.
I didn't like the way Optimus Prime sounds.
I didn't. Prime, yeah, but the rest of them, I didn't like the way they... It was more the voice acting than the effects, actually. The way that they were... They were trying to talk almost like robots that weren't robots. The speech pattern was very strange.
Like robots that are in disguise?
Yeah, but I didn't like that. I didn't like it at all. Prime was good. The others just seemed to be a little bit more, I'm going to talk like a robot. Do you know what I mean?
They are robots.
I know, but Prime doesn't talk that way. Megatron doesn't talk that way. Starscream doesn't. But the others, all the sort of robots were all very... You know,
80s robots.
My only slight downside of this episode is not enough Soundwave.
Yes. Always.
He's probably got the best
Soundwave is badass.
He's got
right?
phenomenal voice.
Yeah. My score is a solid 9 out of 10.
Ooh.
Wow.
Wow.
So, Stu, you said it was...
That's the highest
score. That is the highest score, I think.
I think I've given an 8, but I don't think I've given a 9. I mean, there's literally nothing I don't think I would change about Transformers.
Well, why haven't you... Just out of curiosity, why is it not getting a 10 then?
I kind of think that a 10 would be absolute perfection. And if I really picked it apart, I could probably find a couple of bits that I didn't like or that annoyed me.
Yeah.
A little bit, maybe. Like them all falling into lava.
Yeah.
And acting like, you know, I'm the Terminator, this is the end of us, when you know it's kind of nuts. There's a couple of little bits that I wouldn't...
Or if there was a pigeon in the episode.
Yeah, that would have been badass.
Or a man in the background. A man in the background being carried away by pigeons.
Yeah, the end of it. Yeah.
Just
carried away.
Just get sucked into Starscream's turbine as he flies past.
That would be awesome.
I'll be back. We need to start sneaking up.
Megatron should definitely have said, "I'll be back." Right? That was 1984. That's post Terminator. Oh, it's not.
It's pre.
It is, isn't it? Hold on a minute. Did Terminator 2 copy their final scene from Transformers?
Yeah.
It does sound that way, doesn't it?
Does he even say, "I'll be back"? Does he literally...
Not in so many words. He does say something, doesn't he, when he comes back up with his molten face.
I might be back.
I've just got visions of a young Arnold Schwarzenegger sat there in front of the telly with a great pad and pen. Yeah, I like that. Fucking have it now.
Doesn't he say something like, "I will return"?
I will return. Yeah, I think it was "I will return," wasn't it? I wonder what the first cartoon or program was what had, like, the hand being the last thing you see when someone's drowning. Why it's not someone's forehead?
I can answer that.
Go on.
Baywatch. I sometimes wish we could have not just cartoons. I'd love to talk about Baywatch.
We've started watching it again at home. Strange.
What
enough.
A great series Baywatch was.
Yep. On Amazon series. Prime. We were like, Baywatch
has been remastered. There's remastered.
Yeah, they've
HD.
Yeah, it's pretty good. We hadn't realised how dark some of the storylines were. Like, really dark.
Just change the contrast on it, James.
Yeah, no, listen, it's like episode one or episode two, there's a woman literally trying to commit suicide. And then she falls in love with the lifeguard that saves her, then starts assassinating his life when he doesn't love her back. Yeah, it's really...
Assassinating his life?
Yeah, she basically claims that he attacked her and she's his girlfriend and breaks into his apartment. And it is quite, I remember watching this as a kid, but this is...
Saturday afternoon, perfect TV. Yeah.
Was it you, Jamie, who told me the new movie's all right as well?
It's brilliant. It's badass. It is really good.
The Rock. Yeah. The Rock is amazing, isn't it?
And Zac Efron.
Is Zac Efron's good, isn't it?
Hoff is in it.
He's cameos. Yeah, he does. Yeah, I can't remember who he plays or whatever, but he's definitely in it.
Tell you what, if I could be a human that transforms into other humans, I think I'd want to travel into transforming into David Hasselhoff at his peak.
I was just about to say his peak.
Can you imagine? Just and all of a sudden, you're hairy chested, curly haired, muscle bound David Hasselhoff.
Yeah,
that'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Originally, I thought Kit. You were talking about Mick Ucknall, that curly hair.
Is that with Kit?
I thought you were talking about Ginger, Brian Connolly.
Not Brian Connolly. In his peak, I bet he got a bit in his peak. You know, Brian Connolly.
I wonder if Brian Connolly's got a hairy chest.
Can you imagine Brian Connolly going around the Brooklyn clubs and bars and working men's clubs of the '80s?
Who would make
what a legend he must have been.
Right, let's go through the people we communicate. Well, I say communicate with on Twitter, who we pester on Twitter. So there's
favorite
Brian Connolly.
Yep,
Michael Barrymore.
Barrymore.
Who else is they?
I think we had David Hasselhoff. Wait.
No. What's his name? Bradley.
Walsh.
Bradley Walsh. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. As I was saying this, I didn't realize the joke. What's going to be? But who would make the best lifeguard?
Oh dear me!
Did you say that? King said this, right?
Yeah. No, as I was saying that, I didn't realise then. Yeah.
Oh shit!
Stu's not saying anything.
Seriously, who would?
I'm going for Bradley Walsh. I think.
I reckon Brian Connolly would be the best lifeguard.
I reckon.
Dangerous Brian.
Dangerous Brian. He'd be flying in that water, wouldn't he?
Do you think David Hasselhoff would actually be a good lifeguard in real life?
Yes.
Filming experience.
Yeah, definitely.
I think so. Jamie, can you reach out with the official By the Power tweet, Twitter, and tweet David Hasselhoff and let him know that I would, given the choice of being able to transform like a Transformer, but into a human rather than a vehicle, transform into David Hasselhoff at his peak? Thank you.
Should you really put that in his peak bit?
Yeah. I don't want to transform into him now, do I?
Exactly. That's a bit of a diss, isn't it? It's basically saying, when you're in your peak, I'd have been you. Now, not a chance, my friend. I wouldn't trade shoes with you for all the money in the world. You know,
I mean, given would you transform given, into given him the now, option,
hey, up, Jamie's going
as well. If that was the only option, then yeah. But obviously, given the choice of being able to transform into him, I would choose him at his peak, obviously.
Yeah. So Jamie's disappeared. He's got too excited with all this Twitter talk.
Yeah, he's probably gone to tweet.
He's got to tweet it right now.
Yeah.
Hasselhoff. The half. I know just the hassle then.
Why have I only just realised that Jamie's initials are the same as Jesus Christ?
Good point.
That's bizarre.
Probably because he's uncanny, the fact he appears to be the opposite of Jesus Christ.
The Antichrist is what you're saying. Oh, it's no fun.
Have you noticed anything about Cain's initials?
Yeah, he's one away from being in trouble.
Yeah. So I think Jamie is probably the least of us like Jesus Christ. Which is ironic, James, you're right.
He's got a beard.
It's my initials.
And he's just returned.
Yeah, exactly. He has risen. He has risen.
It's my initials. Many times have thought, I reckon I am biblical to a decent degree. I just don't realise it yet. So I think that,
yeah,
I just can't believe your middle name's 666.
Jamie 666 Chambers. That's a terrible middle name.
What is your middle name, Jamie?
Apparently Joe's still waiting for the second coming as
well. From the top rope, James, boom.
Jamie, what's your middle name?
Barry.
JBC. Yeah.
There's a good story about my middle name.
Go on.
Not to make it about me, but so my middle name is...
please tell me it's Kevin. Please tell me it's Kevin.
Kane's middle name is Jamie Chambers. Kane James Quick.
No, my middle name, and it's on a cartoon theme as well. My middle name is Thomas, and that's
Optimus Prime. Oh, sorry.
Oh, now this story doesn't sound as good.
Go on.
Now I feel like I've got to make up a story. No, my middle name is Thomas, and that's because when I was born, Jamie wanted me to be called Thomas from Thomas the Tank Engine.
True.
Yeah, so it went.
Jamie's such a dick, isn't he? Yeah, so even as a little kid, Jamie was a dick.
I remember. I actually remember the conversation I had at the time. I genuinely do. I remember very little, but it's one vague memory that I've got from my childhood, so I can remember that. I can remember being very upset and animated about it.
So what you're saying is you're a tantrum.
Yeah. And that's why I
thought you've got Thomas as a middle name.
No, to be fair, I use my middle name quite a lot for that. It's a little tip of the cap to
cheers,
Jamie.
Bro.
Yeah, I'm quite proud of it.
It's a tip of the cap, then. It's a Dutch saying I'm not aware of. Tip of the cap this morning.
Just people around tipping caps at each other. Morning.
Did you know that, and talking of name changes, there's in the United States Army, there's actually somebody called Optimus Prime.
No way.
So honestly, a guardsman had his name officially changed on his 30th birthday, claiming that Optimus Prime, the Autobot leader, helped him through some difficult times. I shit you not, there is an Optimus Prime in the United States Army.
And they gave that man a gun. Well played, America. Well played.
Oh my God. At the end of Whose Line Is It Anyway? What do you play? The loser should have to change their name by Deadpool to something. Some cartoon.
To the cartoon character's name.
Yes, yeah, the Penny Crayon.
I think most of you will be okay because there'll be at least somebody in a cartoon that's got your first names.
Yes.
I can't think of any Stuarts in cartoons.
Stuart Little.
There's got to be a Stuart.
It's not a cartoon though, is it?
There's got to be a Stuart cartoon.
Hey, wait, Rugrats, wasn't the dead... One of the dads Stewie. Called Stewie. No, yeah. Stewie. I thought one of the dads was Stewart, wasn't he?
I don't know.
Sure, he was.
Speaking of questions we ask ourselves, I've got a question for the middle of the show.
Go for it.
It's related to the cartoon, just for a change. If you could transform into anything, an object, not a man, because obviously we'd all choose David Hasselhoff in his prime. If you could transform into any object, like a gun or a truck or a car or a plane, what would you transform into?
And you can transform back as well.
Yes, yeah, you're not.
You're not stuck.
What level of control
are you? James is already going down vibrator. I know it.
Yeah, I am. What level of control have you got on this? Are you literally inanimate? So if I turn into a car, am I literally an inanimate car, or can I move myself around?
No, you're like a transformer. Like Megatron can be a gun that levitates, right? Yeah. And shoots at people. And
best chooses a dildo when it goes up.
He's coming.
Some fat dudes.
Exactly.
Some fat dudes bum.
I can go soft at that stage. Like playing pool with legs and rope.
Hey, James, have you heard about the transformer who turned into a prostate vibrator?
No.
Yeah.
Rodimus Prime.
What would I turn into?
Rod my ass time.
I'll start. I would turn into a rocket.
What type of rocket?
What sort of rocket? Yeah. Good question, Kenny.
Space rocket.
Yeah, space rocket or.
Yeah, space rocket.
A rocket ice lolly.
A red, white, and blue.
A snooker player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rocket raccoon.
Maybe the rocketeer. You can transform into any. Yeah, you could transform into any rocket.
Any rocket, yeah.
Why would you want to be a space rocket, Jamie?
So I could go into space and I could finally prove the flat earth theory to you motherfuckers.
How would you go into space and prove it?
Well, I'm a rocket, I'd just fly up, right?
Yeah, but how would you prove it to
then
us?
I'd take a picture on my camera phone.
On all the pictures of Earth fake by NASA?
Yeah. Well, how do we know it's true?
I'm not sure I'm going to believe your photo evidence, Jamie.
Can we get inside of you, Jamie?
You can get right in my... It depends what you're turning into.
We have to get in Jamie. Yeah. So Jamie gets up on the launch pad. We climb inside of him and then...
Can I crawl inside of him?
That's the only way to. You've got to crawl, better. Yeah. You don't need to climb, yeah. You can crawl inside.
You can jump in, I think. You can jump in,
a bit tighter than that. You might need to crawl, you won't be able to jump in. I'm not a bucket.
So we're crawling to Jamie. Yeah. He's taking us into space. We're having a look around, and then we're coming back down again.
Yep.
Perfect. So technically, we'd be going down on Jamie.
I think.
Does anyone go down, Jamie? Like, you have to go up, don't you? Like,
yeah, true.
Before you come down.
Yeah.
I like it. I like the rocket. Good use.
My fear is that it would be very literal, and we'd fly up in space in Jamie's rocket, and then be fucked.
Jamie's rocket sounds like a brilliant 80s cartoon.
Jamie,
like.
It does. Jamie's rocket, doesn't it?
Jamie's rocket. Sweet.
Can anybody remember the theme tune? Jamie's torch.
That's it.
Jamie and his magic touch.
That's good as hell.
Sleep well, Jamie.
Why would you be fucked, Stu, when you go up? Why would you be fucked?
Because I always worry how literal these things turn out.
Extremely literal. I'm a rocket going in space.
Well, what rockets? What rockets come back from space?
Well, a transformer space rocket. Rockets.
They don't, though, James, do they? Space rockets don't come back.
Well, bits of it does.
The SpaceX thing where, like, the top bit, like, landed in the island?
Lands perfectly like that, doesn't it?
Yeah. The top bit it always comes, yeah.
Generally speaking, space rockets don't come back.
The whole thing.
Jamie's one of the good rockets.
Remember, I'm a transformer.
None of them.
Generally speaking, rockets aren't sentient, and used to be humans that have turned into them.
Well, does he come back and then only like a boom's coming back, and the bit that comes back transforms is just the head on the ground?
It's just Jamie. It's just Jamie's
the rest of him's in space. Yeah, it's just Jamie's head.
I'm going to go one further. I'll settle this argument for you. I'm going to go to the Millennium Falcon.
What? Like?
The Millennium Falcon. Worky version of the Millennium Falcon. That way.
What, from the set?
Yeah.
Right? So
from a real Star Wars hyperdrive Millennium Falcon. That way you haven't got to worry, Stu.
That's not a real object.
It didn't say it had to be a real object.
It didn't have to be an object.
You say a real object.
So Bez is, I suppose Bez.
All right, I'm going to transform into a teleporting, time traveling UFO that well makes done. Mars bars.
Planet, Jamie. Why don't Galvatron, you be transforming,
Galvatron,
psychic yeah. planet? Yeah.
There, Galvatron. What's the Galvatron with the planet,
you
right?
You don't have to take it too far, James.
No,
Unicron. There we planet. Go. Unicron. It was, yeah. Yeah, Unicron.
You don't have to take it too far, James.
I thought it was a brilliant idea. Screw you all.
It's just outside of the rules. You can't just...
All
yeah,
right, a
just...
real-life object, then.
It's like Dilder. Playing... I bet if you play Shag, Marry, Kill, or whatever it's called, with yeah. James...
Kill them all.
He's just then like, oh, just... yeah, exactly. I'll kill them all and shag them.
You can take your time, then.
That's exactly what you would do. You can... And then he'd marry the remainder.
Kill them all, then take your time shagging them as much as you want. You haven't got to make a choice, then. Well, yeah, yeah. We got. A
you haven't got
of
infinite
weeks.
Time for that, have you?
You've
really?
Got a couple yeah. of weeks, haven't you? To be fair,
stick him in microwave, warm
sure.
him up a bit.
I'll bow to your superior knowledge of that.
See, I bet rigor mortis is quite.
How big is your microwave, Jamie?
Very big.
Depends how much you chop them up.
Yeah. Well, this has got dark, hasn't it?
Like a chili.
Yeah, well, Ken, chili. There comes to a point where the chopped up corpse is no longer appealing.
Yeah, it's not a savage point. Kane.
So, Kane, what would you turn into, Kane?
I'm not sure. A Formula One car.
Ooh.
Nice. I think there was a Transformer that was a.
There was.
Probably not a Formula One car, probably a NASCAR, I'm guessing, or something like that.
Yeah, Formula One's like the better version of NASCAR, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Faster.
They turn both ways as opposed to just one way.
Yeah, that's true. Would you go both ways as a transformed car, Kane, or just go one way?
Oh, I'd, yeah, go either way.
Fair.
Be what takes my fancy at the time.
Makes sense. No need to limit yourself, is there?
No, that's it. I'm open for everything.
I would actually, I think, copy one of the Transformers.
A boo.
Oh, you can't do that. That's disgusting. That's disgusting,
I'd be a
You've
blackbird.
You've ruined the game.
You'd be what?
A blackbird.
A blackbird?
Yeah, the what? American military.
Oh, the Lockheed. Oh, I thought you meant as in like a bird. I'm like,
I thought you meant as a female black person.
You'd go for the blackbird, would you?
You've got as Oprah Winfrey.
Kane, women aren't objects, so you can't be a woman, I'm afraid. I've also got a would you rather to move us away from
yes, please.
That. Would you rather, you ready for this, Jamie?
Give him a minute.
Would you rather be a human who transforms into a car or a car that transforms into a human?
Okay.
Does it matter?
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
I say, is there a limitation, time limitation or something like that?
So, it does matter, because think about Optimus Prime, right, is a robot that transforms into a truck.
Yep.
Yeah? But his robot form has to look like it's made out of a truck, doesn't it? He doesn't transform into, like, a perfect robot unrelated to a truck.
So not a human, then? Okay.
So if you were a car that turned into a human, you'd still have, like, your elbow might look a bit like a wing mirror.
Yeah.
He'd look a bit
and
like...
your fist might look a bit like a headlight, do you know what I mean? And then if you were a car...
The opposite way around.
Transform,
horrific.
Yeah, exactly.
Terrible,
a car
yeah.
that transformed into a... A human transforming into a car, you'd be like a bit. Your body panels might look a bit like thighs.
Yeah, windscreen wipers look like
your
bollocks.
Your gear stick might look a bit like. Sorry, James, go on.
I said your windscreen wipers look like your bollocks, just slapping across the windscreen. Like that.
You know, if I think of something my bollocks would look like if I turned into a car. Weirdly, what? James, I don't think they'd look like windscreen wipers.
I was just thinking of dragging across the glass.
You're teabagging yourself.
I often think of that. Yeah. I'm going for a car that turns into a human then all day long. Because I look like a cool robot dude.
Would it like look like Lightning McQueen type of thing?
She was no, a human more
I'd look like a Transformer. Fleshy, I think. If I was a car that turns into a human, I'd look like a Transformer.
Yeah, I suppose that's what, yeah.
Whereas a human that turns into a car, I would look like some sort of weird
You'd
flesh car.
You'd look like a perfectly normal human.
Yeah, but then a flesh car.
And a fleshy car.
Which is just wrong on so many levels. Like your face spread out over the bonnet or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
like,
but I suppose
your face would just be hidden inside the car, wouldn't it?
Or your arse would be sticking out somewhere. Your arse would be the boot. Your butt cheeks would be the boot.
But if you was a car transforming into the human, mm-hmm. you'd probably use that more than the human transforming into the car.
But so, remember, you'd in society, you'd be the man who is really a car. You wouldn't really be able to ever hide yourself, would you? You'd be a weird robot human.
Yeah, but
you wouldn't even be human. Would you have any rights? Would they lock you up and test you and stuff?
Yeah, but
you'd be you have driving...
like a conscience.
Like, yeah, you're you, but your conscience is implanted into a car. Well, that
I don't have much of a conscience.
Human looking. No, I'm not feeling that one either. No, definitely robot into a car. Yeah, robot into a human. Car into a human, sorry.
Car into a robot?
Car into a robot, yeah.
I'm good.
Whatever.
I'm going human into a car.
Ooh.
Are you?
Nice. Because then you can be yourself normally, right?
Yeah, that's just... I'm just me. Then every so often I've got my party trick where I can...
Turn into a weird looking car.
Yeah.
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 Fucked up. Yeah, that'd be horrible.
Yeah, but...
I'm agreeing with Kane. I'm also going for it. I'm me.
Really?
And I can turn into a car to whip down to shops or whatever.
You're all giving me like Fleshmobiles. That's just...
Bez, you're going to be a fucking weird. Walking car.
I'm going to look shit up. I'm going to look cool as hell. I'm going to look like a robot. They're like, hey, up
you
a
robot. You can't fit in your house. James, you can't have sex. You can't fit in your house.
Whoa. Why? Since when do you have sex?
Because you're a robot.
I suppose you've got your exhaust
pipe. I'm a human. I'm a car that's turned into a human. You specifically
said no, you're the other way around, dude.
No.
You said a car that turns into a human.
Like a human looking, a car shape that turns into a human shape.
Yeah, so I'm a transformer. I look like a transformer. I look like a robot. Yeah.
Transformers can't have sex.
Why? They can't, so...
Because they never do.
I suppose Tina can shove something up your exhaust pipe.
Yeah, I could get a robot. I've got a robot cock.
But it wouldn't get anything out of it, though, would it?
A robot cock.
Because you've got no feelings.
Well, we don't know about that.
Yeah, transformers don't mate. They have no reason to have sexual feelings.
They when they get shot, they feel pain.
Yeah, but that's to avoid their evolution of pain and stuff.
So they can feel. So if they can feel...
They can't feel pleasure. I can feel. Pain.
My robot cock can feel everything.
You haven't even got a robot cock.
Piston activated as well. I can just sit there.
Jamie, you're going a human that turns into a human version of a car, yeah?
All day long, yeah.
It's the right answer.
Bez, I'm a bit disappointed in you. You normally pick the right answer. Well, you normally pick the right answer.
I always pick a different answer to you guys.
You've fucked it up today.
Nope. I'm a little bit
disappointed in you.
I'm going to be shit out on you. Like, I'm just going to be like walking out naked cars with your arsehole hanging
out. We don't have to turn into the car. You're just walking around constantly as a robot.
You can't eat anything.
I'm walking around as a cool robot.
You can't fit in a car. You can't fit in a house.
You're going to get really hot on a hot day as well.
I'm going to be a transformer. You're going to get rear-ended and penetrated by another car.
James, how would you fit inside a house if you're a car-sized robot?
We didn't say we're car-sized.
Turns into a human.
I'll build a bigger house. I'm a fucking transformer.
You're going to have to be MOT'd every year, James.
Yeah.
Hello. That'd be sexual.
They're not sexual, though, again, remember. So they don't have sex. they replicate to reproduce or use the box, whatever it is. I can't remember what it's called.
Nah, I see you.
There's hardly any female transformers.
There's only
well.
A couple, isn't
I
there?
I beg to differ.
There's a couple.
Have you watched the new ones?
You beg to differ. There's hardly any.
The new ones, there's at least three or four that I've seen.
Name four female transformers.
I can't
give
you the names. There's the pink one.
Boobies.
The red one.
Of course there's the pink one.
The one that's dead good with a sniper rifle. I can't think of a name. She takes over from Optimus Prime when he leaves Cybertron. It's a very dodgy
series. It's a question then, James. So what makes, for the female transformers, what makes them female over the male transformers? So what?
Tits.
And I mean that as a serious question. Is that a thing? Really?
And a fanny. Tits and a fanny. English fanny and American fanny there.
Jamie, did you really just say really?
They could fashion some kind of boob device on them, you know, like a couple of window screens or something. I didn't know if they...
Fanny's such a funny word.
VV.
I've not heard fanny
is the
years
best word,
a word,
isn't it, really?
For American listeners, of course, we're not talking about ass.
We're talking front bottom, not back bottom.
We're talking fanny.
What's the best word then for vagina?
Quim.
We end the podcast now. Quim's great.
That's awful.
I don't like quim.
Quim's amazing. Man cave.
Talking of man caves.
That's a good one. Oh, I've never heard that. Oh.
You can use that.
My girlfriend would hate it.
I think most women would.
Yeah. I think everyone would care.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
What about hairy axe wound? Can we say that one?
Ew.
That's grim, that, right? That's grim.
It's more of a description than a name.
Yes, it's true.
You've just ruined the chat.
Do you think Batman has a man cave? Do you think Batman classes his Batcave as his man cave?
No, it's his Batcave. The name's there.
Do you think in his brain it's like, that's my man cave?
I hate the word man cave. I hate it. You know what?
I was listening to a podcast the other day and they were talking about that. It was We Might Be Drunk, Mark Norman, and they were saying how they hate the word man cave.
Why?
I guess it's...
Clichéd?
In the last few years... Yeah, the last few years become a really like cliche thing where it's like, why can't we just have a room where we go and drink?
Yeah.
It's a bit sexist as well, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
But what's the alternative?
Because I've got my own room, and if people say man cave, it just makes me shudder. I'm just going to my room.
You feel like 10
year old. Yeah, I find it a bit cliche. It's a bit cringy for me. It's a little bit forced. It's a fucking room, isn't it? It's just a room.
Just a bedroom, Jamie.
It's my bedroom.
It's not a man cave.
It's my bedroom.
Jamie, out of interest, then, what do you call it?
For anyone listening, I have generally got my own room, which is I use like painting, computers, work, and stuff. And I just call it my room. So if I'm going to go up and do some painting, I'll just be like, just going up to my room. I don't refer to it.
You sound like a teenager.
Kevin and Perry.
Jamie does.
Yeah.
Does your other half have her own room?
Well, what she does is the kitchen.
Oh.
tough talk. What you know about?
And this episode is sponsored by sexism.co.uk.
I thought it was sponsored by Arm and Hammer divorce lawyers.
Joanne got her. I've also got the garage as well, so I'm kind of monopolising the room situation.
You've got a garage and another room.
Yeah.
James, you've got an actual man cave.
I have.
That people would, I guess, typically say is a man cave. What do you call it?
The office.
The office.
Because it is where I work from, so it's class of my office. We could just call it the office.
Is it your office?
Have you got all your video game consoles in there?
No. They're in the front room. Comfy sofa. I can see.
James is the boss in his house. He's got a full game setup in the lounge. He's got his own office. The bedroom's full of his sex toys and his sex ring.
Exactly. It's my strap-on.
The bathroom's full of his special wet wipes.
I do. I like a wet wipe, I do.
The loft's where he stores his dead bodies.
Yep. And every toy I've ever owned.
Yeah, and every toy I've ever owned.
Yes.
Not just sex toys. Every toy is a sex toy to James.
Every toy is a sex toy. If you use it right.
Don't ask what he did with Megatron.
It wasn't that mega.
Gross. We're almost at the end of the podcast, and I'm conscious that Jamie hasn't shared any theories.
What?
Did you have one, Jamie?
No, not really. I've got some.
Oh. Well, what a shit end to the podcast.
I've got it.
Thanks, Jamie.
I'll tell you what I will do though is I'll leave you with a cool fact as opposed to.
Oh,
a story then.
Oh, I can't wait for Stu to prove this wrong.
Ooh. Yeah.
Go on.
I'm gonna say I'm debating whether it's gonna be cool or a fact.
If it's neither, let's just congratulate Jamie and end the podcast.
Really? Megatron isn't allowed into Australia.
Is there any
that's just that. So basically, because
so you can tweet us on @bythepowerpod. You can go to the website www.bythepower.net. Email us on bythepowerpod@gmail.com. Please leave us some recommendations and reviews, particularly for James and his amazing jokes. Or you can buy us a coffee. We've given up on the buy us a coffee thing.
I think so.
buymeacoffee.com/bythepower. So buy us a coffee, buymeacoffee.com /bythepower, or we'll sack that off. Jamie, anything there to leave us with today? Come on, tell us why Megatron's not allowed in Australia.
So the original Megatron, this is a true thing. So the original Megatron toy transformed into a handgun. And it was illegal for a handgun to go on a boat over to Australia. So you couldn't get the toy over there. So it wasn't illegal to own him, but it was illegal to import the Megatron toy into Australia. What was interesting about this, it a group of people in Australia formed a club called the Megatron Club in order to lobby to legalize that Megatron ownership. And that was in 2007, which I think they've managed to do since that. But for like 30 odd years, it was illegal for Megatron to go into Australia on that reason.
Firearms weren't illegal in Australia back then. So you could actually buy a real gun in Australia back then. So where did those guns come from?
I don't know. I don't know.
Made in Australia, I'd imagine.
Every single firearm in Australia was made in Australia.
I don't know if it was due to the choice. To import such a figure was a strict violation of Australia law. Wait, oh, so prohibition.
Feel free, listeners, to go and Google Jamie's.
Then I'll go over to Ken. The first version of Megatron featured a disguised body resembling a Walther P-38 handgun. As a result, Megatron has faced his share of legal restrictions, including prohibition from boarding an American aeroplane. Topping the list, however, the figure's inability to enter the Commonwealth of Australia. Whilst it's legal to own a Megatron within the borders of the nation, the import of such a figure is a strict violation of Australian law. So I don't know too much about Australian law, but yeah, that was a real thing that you couldn't get him over there. You couldn't ship him over there for whatever reason.
Sounds like you know a lot about Australian law after saying all that.
It sounds like you do. Yeah. I know.
Maybe they had to send them in by plane.
Maybe there's like an underground black market underground Megatron smugglers.
Yeah.
So quick question talking about guns.
Is that a Megatron in your pants, or are you just pleased to see
them? Nice.
If guns were legal in Britain, would you guys own one?
Yeah.
If they were legal, yes.
I mean, they are legal.
Handguns aren't.
Yeah, so I've got an air rifle, but
so I mean like American style,
like a handgun,
Colt or a shotgun, or
I would go out and buy one tomorrow.
Would you really, James?
No. Yeah, you can buy.
Would you be cool your daughter being in the house?
Yes,
Jude.
When you've got a gun,
it's a good point.
I grew up with guns. Yeah. I grew up with guns in the house.
Lock them away safely.
But like, what's the point of locking it away safely? Well, locking it away
because it's not breaking away. It's not for
if someone's going to break into the house, you're not going to want.
I wouldn't have the gun for home defense.
Right.
So the gun is for shooting. I enjoy shooting. Mm. Simple as that.
The only way I'd have a gun would be for defense.
No, there's no way you could safely secure that gun. That it'd be useful in a home defense situation because
you wouldn't be able to get it quick.
Seconds. Yeah. You're not going to be like, oh, I'll go to be safe. I'll put the combination and do it. And you wouldn't keep it in a bedside drawer. It's not safe.
So, well, that's it. You wouldn't put it in a safe, and that's the thing in it. Like, just have it there.
The best home defense is basically sleeping naked. Because if someone breaks into your house, you just smile at them and say goody and run towards them.
I sleep naked anyway.
Exactly. If you're a criminal and you think you're going to get a severe bum in, then you're out of the house straight away. Mm. But yeah, no, I'd own a gun straight away because I love them.
Good point.
So in terms of law, I think you can have the certain firearms you can own with a license, shotguns, up to rimfire rifles, things like that. You can
you can get like certain, shooting range there, can't you?
You can get certain rifles licenses for hunting. Mm.
Okay.
But apart from handguns, you can't have handguns anyway, which I totally disagree with.
Do you really?
Yeah, I think you should be able to own a handgun. You should have to keep it at a licensed range in a lockbox, like a two-key system.
Oh, okay.
So the person who owns the range, it's got a key, you've got a key. You could take it out, shoot it, put it back in the box.
I'd be cool
with
that.
I'd be cool with that, James.
Could you not just walk off with it? How would they ever police that?
Because you've got, obviously, the staff there are all, I'm guessing, going to be armed or whatever. Yeah, some sort of safety guard in place.
So they're going to shoot you if you walk out with your gun?
Yeah. Some sort of safety guard in place, or you can't leave the room until your gun's back in there. You know what I mean? A system where they verify the gun's back in and then they unlock the room and let you out or something.
You've got a gun at that point, right?
Yeah, but you're in a locked room. What are you going to do with it? Shoot yourself.
Shoot them?
Or through a locked room?
Yeah. I don't think they can lock you in a room to fire a gun.
Why not? I'd agree to that.
I think that would breach many health and safety and fire regulations.
I'd agree to that. They can get in it from the outside.
Shoot the bazooka. Let's shoot my bazooka in this close room, please.
Yeah. But no, I think that would be Jamie, wouldn't it? Going to a locked room. Shoot the bazooka.
Blow up the room.
I'll get us out of here, boys.
I'll get out of here.
But again, even if you were to leave the facility with your gun, the police would be on you straight away. It wouldn't be a case of you know, if you keep it at your house, you could go out whenever you wanted to and no one would know. This time, you know, as soon as you left the door, police would be called and you'd be there.
Yeah.
So for me, that's a much better way of doing it than a blanket ban, you know, because of the problems we've had.
What about you, I think, Stu? Would you have a gun in your house?
The problem, just go back to James' point as well, if you ban blankets, then everybody gets really cold in the winter. And
very good.
The electric bills will go.
Way.
I thought I'd end the show on the same note we started it. Sorry, Kane. I wouldn't own a handgun now. No point.
No gun at all?
No.
Interesting.
You're more likely to have the gun taken off you and have it used against you or something, I think. That may not be actually true, but I'm sure I've heard that somewhere. That's kind of stuck with me. I mean, I'd rather have a gun in a knife fight.
Bazooka in a gun fight?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it depends how close they are, I guess.
I think as long as the right protection is made, I know you can't always safeguard it entirely, but I'm okay with people having them for the right reasons. The problem is knowing it.
What's the right reason?
Like for example, like Joe grew up with, my wife grew up with guns in her house, lots of guns in her house, which are stored away. You would not know they're there. They're stored away that well unless you knew where they're stored away. And Joe's dad was a gamekeeper. So for me, they're the right reasons. They were used for pest control. They're the right reasons. If somebody's got one just to be Billy Big Bollocks, which I imagine we would have a lot in England, that's the wrong reasons. So it'd have to be for the right reasons.
But doesn't that just become like when you like listen to, like when you talk to your friends and they know where their dad's porn collection is? Like, they're going to find out where the guns are.
Who's going to find out?
Like, the kids.
I can only speak for, I don't think Joe went and blabbed to everyone and said, my dad's got a load of shotguns hidden away here.
Says Jamie telling us about her dad's
telling away everyone. Shotguns.
Yeah. I've just told everyone who listens to the podcast.
200 and something downloads a day, is it? Wrong at the moment?
Joe's never told anyone about that.
They're there somewhere.
Team Metal Detector folks, you'll be quizzing.
Joe's never told anyone about the shotgun in another kitchen counter. With two Velcro straps. On the left hand side of the back door as you go in. On that shocking news, just before Jamie shares the address and any more personal details.
Oh, wait, one second, on just something really quickly.
Yes.
We didn't do a combination of the scores for the episode. So the score, what we gave it as a group, was 31 out of 40. So Transformers is one of the highest.
How's that compared to the other ones?
I think that's the highest, isn't it?
I don't know.
I'm really not keeping track. Jamie's segment.
I have no idea, but we've scored it 31 out of 40, which is very good. Very good.
Let's just say that's definitely the highest score
it is
ever.
Part of me thinks
it
might have been a 32. Part of me thinks it might have been a 32. I don't know.
Wasn't the mask, wasn't Visionaries, wasn't Penny Crayon.
Was it A. Arnold?
Wasn't A. Arnold.
A. Arnold, that was on for it. That was on for a 40. That was on for the big time score.
That was fucking shit,
wasn't
it?
It was awful, wasn't it?
Well, look, it's been nice to do a cartoon that we've all at least not hated. What have we got next week? Jamie, you're going to throw
James next
out
week.
There, I think. Oh, sorry, it's James, isn't it?
Bez won't know, will he? He's not planned like this.
I've already got one. I've got my list planned out.
I reckon we can guess this between us, right? I reckon.
You can't. Trust me.
Oh. Let's have one guess each.
Yeah.
Jamie, go.
Is there any clue at all, James?
You're going to guess Batman, aren't you?
Yeah, you didn't ask for a clue.
Okay, so my guess is going to be...
All right.
Go on, give us a little clue then. Give us something subtle.
I'll give you a clue.
Don't give us a clue. Let's go for it.
Okay, I will go for a swamp thing.
Nope.
I'll go for Poddington Peas.
Nope. But you're close.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a clue.
I know. Nope.
Go on, Stu.
Family Ness.
Nope.
Stu, you go now. You can go again.
Can we get the clue then now?
Do you want a clue?
Yeah.
So I have mentioned this before. It is not my usual sort of cartoon. And it is...
Ooh, it might be good.
It's based on a very Native American theme.
Is it Brave Star?
No.
Can we say Native American? That the...
Say what you want. Say Indian.
Say what you want. You can't say what you want. Just to clarify.
I think that's how it works. I'm pretty Native American. How it works. Is it based on Native
American?
Oh, I know it. Go on.
Super Ted.
Ooh.
Good shout, James.
Where's the Native Americans?
Yeah, that's how he gets his powers.
Is it really?
Is it really? Wow.
Can't believe you guys, cartoon aficionados, don't know that Super Ted gets his powers from a Native American magical word.
Oh, Native American.
Do you want to know?
No, we can.
Yeah, come on.
We're dragging it out a bit too long here. It is the epic Paw Paw Bears.
What?
No,
I ain't got a clue what that is. What?
You're in for a treat, boys. You're in for a treat. The Paw Paw Bears. Paw Paw Bears.
P-A-W.
Do you know it's this?
Never heard of it.
It's not a, it's a porno, isn't it?
Never heard of
not
it.
One of your weird ones, is it, Bez?
No. What episode are we watching, James?
I will let you know.
This, I'm just looking. Okay. Whoa, I have never seen or heard of this, James.
Now, whether this stands up the test of time or whether it's incredibly racist, I do not know.
I think it will be. We'll see. It looks it.
We might be after to strap in and go for a bit of a ride on this one, but we'll see.
This looks ropey.
I'm looking forward to it.
Hmm.
I'm looking forward to seeing something I've never seen before.
Good.
Have you got an episode, James? Just for...
No, not yet. No, I'll let you know the episode.
Interestingly enough, nobody mentioned this when we were listing all of our bear cartoons.
I think I did.
I think you did.
I think if you go
back and check, please.
I'll go back in 1985. Ooh, it's old.
Well, not as old as us, Jamie. Apart from Kaylee. It's goodbye from me.
So bonjour from myself.
Peace from me.
And I'm not saying
However,
because I know you're liking it, I've got another joke.
Is it Transformers?
This is my favourite part.
Transformers. This cannot be better than the last one. The last
one. Smashing these out of the park.
Do not shit yourself like last time laughing. Right. So a bloke walks into the doctor's.
It was only Jamie.
This bloke walks into the doctor's. He's got a gerbil cage. He's wearing swimming goggles and he's got this ball of string in one hand. So he says to the doctor.
Yeah, what's he say to the doctor?
Doctor, I've got a bad case of
gerbil.
tell the real punchline. Give us a real punchline there, come on.
Gerbil bum.
Give us a real punchline. Is the real punchline better than gerbil bum?
Yes.
Okay, go. Tell us, read it again and tell us the real punchline.
Blake walks into the doctor's, he's got a gerbil cage, he's wearing swimming goggles, and he's got a ball of string in one hand. And he says to the doctor...